This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
So, on Monday, the eclipse is going to happen. But the full eclipse here, which will be at 96%, will be at 3:20, in other words, 20 minutes after the show's over. So, Todd, what plans have you made?
None.
No interest?
Well, I was reading something today that if you're not at the 100%, you really, unless you look up at the sun, you're really not going to, it's not going to be much.
Really?
Yeah.
Won't you see at least the moon cover the vast majority of it?
Yeah, the way we were talking the other week that it was going to get dark, I guess that's not really what's going to happen. The moon will cover the sun, but it was a meteorologist in the eastern part of the state was wondering why everybody was dismissing early and stuff, that it's not really going, unless you're looking for it, you're really not going to notice any difference.
Okay, so it's much ado about nothing to you.
Well, I will see. It's not like I'll probably be doing podcasts anyway. I'll look out the window quick.
Yeah. I guess the last one we had was 1979, something like that. And I remember my dad, because my father had a sheet metal fabrication shop, which the King now runs. All right, and he'll be joining us in the last half hour today, by the way. Took a welding helmet and looked at it. All right, so that's how he viewed it. And I remember that part distinctly. I don't remember anything about the eclipse itself except that he used a welding helmet, and then my mother got mad at him. That's the only part I remember.
What did you do that? You could hurt your eyes. It's
a welding arm. It held a barb. That's the only part of the eclipse I remember.
The weld's pretty bright. You think that would... I kind of thought when you said that was a pretty good idea.
No, it is a good idea. Actually, it is a good idea. But that's the only part I remember is that he did it, explained it to my mother. She didn't like it. I was like, okay, that's my eclipse memory. Like, okay. Oh, man. So, I mean, is just a question to people out there. How interested are you in this? That's what I'd like to know. What kind of interest is there in the eclipse? Is it... Now, in eastern Pennsylvania, like here it's 90, almost 96%. Okay? It's got to be less where you are, right? It's got to be.
Yeah, I think we're just over 90, and I think the story I was reading was like 80-some percent in the eastern part of the state.
Now see, here's 96. All right, here's 96. So it may not be as big a deal there. I think it's going to be a bigger deal here. Now, the State College Spikes are having... Now, they're having Spikes Fest on Saturday, which will then lead into a Penn State baseball game with Northwestern. Well, then on Monday, they're having Solar Fest. They're having an event at the ballpark, Solar Fest. Okay. Very cool. And that's going to be, yeah.
That says to me that the Spikes have a pretty good marketing guy. That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, Solar Fest. Well done. Oh, that's Joe Putnam and those guys.
Oh, well, then that explains
all right.
it.
Right. Scott Walker, Joe Putnam, they're always thinking, they always think outside of the box. They're really good at that. But, yeah, so, I mean, my question to people out there is this a big deal to you?
I think we have at least three schools that have already announced they're dismissing early.
Well, I think they're trying to do that to keep traffic off the roads, right?
Well, and the timing, especially here, is right when they're getting out of school. I think it's to make sure the kids aren't walking home either, staring up at the eclipse.
They probably wouldn't be if they weren't told about it.
Exactly.
It's a big deal. Okay, great. Right? And then all of a sudden it's like, you know, if you don't tell them about it, it's not a big deal. They're not going to look up at it. Oh, goodness gracious. All right. Yeah. The eclipse. Okay. So there you are. Again, for some people, it is a big deal. Now, are there going to be eclipse parties? Now, I assume the suit's having one only because, I mean, he celebrates Arbor Day. Huh. So... He already has his contract. Like all these holidays, he has off. Gets a whole month for his birthday.
I do like the. Should have been smart enough to get Arbor Day as a holiday in my contract.
No, I mean really. I mean, you name it, he's got it. I mean, the eclipse thing's got to be a big deal to him.
I mean, I remember, I guess it was a partial one a couple years ago, like 4, 5, 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Because
yep. I think I was doing football preview stuff. I mean, we were at the paper, we all went out and looked at that one. I think if the group went out here at the radio station, I'd probably go out and look at it. But
right.
Unless we talk about it Monday, it might even slip my mind.
Yeah, well, Solar Fest for the Spikes, they're going to be giving, there's glasses, they're going to give you glasses for it. Okay. So that's, you know, that's how they're doing it. Okay, that's great. So they want to make sure you have the proper glasses to view it. And again, it's 96% here. But, I mean, that's... the whole thing is... I find the whole thing intriguing. I really do. Again, because the last one... Like I said, it was... The only thing I remember about it was what my dad did. My mother not being happy with him about it. Okay, all right. Okay. Gotcha. Whoops. Okay, that's... Oh, well. Not a, you know... I'm intrigued by it, but I mean, the show will be over. I'll be like, okay, I guess I'd have to make a decision as to whether I'd go over to. Yeah, I suppose I could go over to Solar Fest because I mean the ballpark's like 5 minutes from my house, but I would sense that probably in up and down the valley there'd be some intrigue by it, but because it's not 100% less, how about that? Fair?
Yeah, and it's not exactly at the greatest time for people that work either. But I guess you can just go outside if you're at work.
Yeah, you can do that. You can pop outside for a couple minutes if you want to. All right. Now, again, in the corner office, you're presuming there's work.
It's an assumption you have to make. It may not be true.
I've been here how many years? I already know. I don't have to make any assumptions. What are you talking about? I've got evidence. This is your... I mean, yeah. It's going to get to the point where you're not going to suck up anymore.
Yeah, I probably, but...
I'm telling you.
I don't like to call it sucking up. I like to call it nice, but you're probably right. It's sucking up.
I never did that.
Nah.
All right, so... Yeah. How about the Sacramento A's? Do you see that today?
Actually, it's not even going to be the Sacramento A's. I just saw before we went on the air, they're not going to use any kind of...
They're just going to call themselves the A's?
They're just going to call themselves the Athletics.
Three years. It's a 14,000-seat ballpark, and I do believe that... that people love that little ballpark. And in Sacramento, it's on the west side of the city, that the River Cats draw extremely well, where I think they're the number one minor league draw in the country. Now, they're still going to keep the River Cats. They're the Giants' AAA affiliate. And so they had to work the schedule out between the two because of ballpark usage. It'll seat about 14,000. I think there's an area where you can put lawn chairs. Yeah, it's a minor league ballpark. It's an area you put lawn chairs. I could see the A's now saying, you can't bring lawn chairs. You have to rent ours. That I could see.
I find it hard to believe that they'd let them sit people in the outfield during a major league game like that.
I mean, that's what they do with the minor league team. I don't understand.
No, the story I was reading said that I don't know if they're in play or it's close to in play or something, but they didn't think that that major leagues would let them do that. That the seating capacity would be like 10,600.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel!
One batting cage to share between the teams.
Well, that's not the way it's supposed to be.
No, they're going to have to put a bunch of money into it.
Well, no, but that's I'm talking. But this is why I bring this up. That's not the way it's supposed to be, and here's the reason I made that statement. The Spikes have been told to meet major league standards because they want to get a full season affiliated team. All right. That's why they're doing all the work on the ballpark. They've already put in LED lighting to meet major league standards. They did the new scoreboard. Now, the new scoreboard that's for the Spikes usage. But they have two batting cages already in there, which is great. But they're going to have to move the batting cages because they need to expand the visitor's clubhouse area, which would include a visitor's lounge. And they're putting in a woman's locker room as well. These are all specifications, Todd, that you have to be an affiliated baseball. And the fact that Sacramento has one batting cage and State College has two. I mean, I know it's a larger market. It's a capital city, the whole deal. I got that. It's a AAA city. But... That's interesting. How about that?
Well, the other part about this is it seems like a lot of people are under the impression that they might not even move now, that the Las Vegas stuff is iffy at this point. So if that falls through, what the heck are they going to do?
Well, they just closed the Tropicana this week.
Yes, I saw that.
Which is where the ballpark is going. So why do you now? I know they're having some problems with the. I know they're having some problems with the state legislature in Nevada. But, yeah.
I mean, for obvious reasons. But a lot of the couple things that I read about it today, there's not a lot of a high opinion of the A's brass between John Fisher and Dave Cavall either. So, that's probably some of it at this point.
Oh, I'm sure that's a big part of it. I don't think there's any doubt about that. That's a big part, and it's. I mean, let's take a look at just down the road at Baltimore. Okay, when you look at Baltimore, there's a sense of relief that the Angelos family is not going to be owning them anymore. Right? I mean, ownership makes a big, big difference in not just the player experience, but it makes a huge difference in the fan experience. That's why, you know, it helps. Let's go to Phoenix. I'm not going to say that, you know, I know everything about the Suns. But Matt Ishbia comes in, pays $4.2 billion for the Suns, and everybody in Phoenix feels like, okay, look, we got the right kind of owner we need. Okay? Now in Pittsburgh, let's look at Pittsburgh. Okay? Bob Nutting is repeatedly criticized because he doesn't throw money into the product, and the fans care about the product. They don't care about his other businesses. The fans care about the product. Now, they're off to a great start. Look at all the money the Phillies have invested. Look at the money the Eagles have invested. And then you look at the A's. Now, is it any surprise the A's are in the situation they're in, just like the Arizona Coyotes are in the situation they're in the NHL?
No, and, you know, your favorite baseball team's kind of going through the same thing with the same owners, where they were excited to get new owners, and it was a long honeymoon period, and now they're kind of questioning what's going on.
Well, I mean, with John Henry, they won 4 championships. But now, for some reason, they're pinching pennies and things like that. Well, you know, it's not my money.
No.
I mean, I'm just expected to go out and buy a ticket. But, you're like, wait a minute. That's not how how Boston's good. I mean, they're not outspending the Yankees, but they're spending. Well, they're not spending money right now. Now, they're off to a 5-2 start, so I guess they're like, hey, see? Look what we've done. Huh, good for you. But I don't know. I'm not saying Bob Nutting should go out and spend $200 million. No. But, geez, how about spending $100 million? I mean, when you're getting $61 million from your TV deal, which is higher than your payroll, come on. That makes no sense. At least to me it doesn't.
Well, they get those luxury tax payments from the bigger teams, and I've often wondered why, you know, the teams that just take those and don't put them back into the team, why the big market teams don't get mad at that, because they're basically just taking their money and putting it in their pockets.
Todd, they do. That was the big complaint for years from George Steinbrenner. George Steinbrenner did not want to pay the luxury tax, not because he wanted to keep all the money for himself. He said they're supposed to put that into salaries. They're supposed to take that, and they're supposed to bid for players. He said, and they're keeping the money. And that's why he really was disgusted with Pittsburgh, Kansas City, and a few others, Tampa Bay. He was disgusted with them, he says, because that's not why I pay the luxury tax. I don't pay for you to keep it. I pay for you to put it into players. And George Steinbrenner was right. He was right. This half hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Care Routes 11 and 15, and Hummel's Wharf online at sunburymotors.com here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, great to have you with us on the show this half hour, brought to you by NIL Game Changers, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness. Whether you're individual, business, athlete, well, they can help you out. Go to NILGameChangers.org to begin your journey today. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online, SunburyMotors.com. The Final Four, the respective Final Fours, begin tomorrow. On the women's side, it'll be Iowa, UConn, and then the other half of the bracket is NC State and the team nobody's talking about. You know, the undefeated one? South Carolina. Like, nobody's talking about them. They haven't lost a game. Okay. Maybe that works out well for them. And then on Saturday in Glendale, it is the first game is Purdue and NC State. The nightcap is UConn, Alabama. UConn had a tough time getting into Phoenix. Their flight was supposed to leave Bradley International at 6 o'clock last night. And with a mechanical problem and so forth, they did not get out of there on beautiful Allegiant Airlines until 1:15 in the morning today. They landed at Sky Harbor at 3:15 in the morning Mountain Time, which is 6:15 in the morning, our time. Oh, boy. Now, today is a no-big-deal day. I mean, for the coaches, yeah, you know, they'll do some... They'll go probably to a local high school and work out there. And tomorrow's the open practice. And what they'll probably do is they'll do the open practice deal, and then they'll go to a local school and finish. They'll do one of two things. They'll either go to someplace first and then do the open practice, or do the open practice and then go someplace afterward to finish out the practice, like work on the stuff that you don't want people to see. All right. Yeah. But today, you know, they're probably all getting some rest today. Coaches are probably working. But they didn't get there. So 6:15 in the morning, they've been there, what, seven and a half hours so far?
I think I saw that Danny Hurley has availability today, but they're not making the players do the open locker room thing today. So at least they're giving them a little time to get adjusted.
Yeah, and nor should they have to.
Yeah.
I mean, again, you are responsible for getting the team there, NCAA, and it didn't work out. Well, that means we get to play by a different set of rules now. Hey, really? Right. Sorry, you fouled it up. We didn't. We showed up exactly when you told us to. So, we're not going to make the players available today. And they are correct. It's exactly what they should do. You know, they need rest to play. Then there was the story put out by The Athletic on the 80 schools, right, that should form the Super Conference. Okay. That's adorable. But we'll talk about it anyway. It makes good talk show fodder, so let's you know. let's start with this, because there was a piece in there about relegation and so forth. Okay, so let's start with the Super Conference idea. There's certain things you can take from Europe, and certain things that you don't need to take from Europe. Okay. Well, remember they tried 2 years ago to form the Soccer Super League, which was like Bayern Munich, Man U, I mean, you know, right? I mean, everything. And they made the big announcement, and the fans absolutely revolted and rejected it, and it never came to fruition because of the fans. They didn't want it, and they learned a valuable lesson in a short period of time about what the fans want and what they don't want. What you may want and what you think is a great idea may not be what the paying public thinks is a great idea. And a super conference, I feel, in college football would draw the same reaction. I think the fans would reject it if anything like that came to fruition. I don't know what you think, Todd, but that's my gut feeling.
Well, I think, you know, the way it was framed yesterday when it came out was that it was a heck of a lot closer than it actually is. One, two, they didn't get very far with the SEC and the Big Ten at all. They didn't even talk to them, so I don't think it's getting very far without them. And, you know, I think the concept of it and some of the reasoning behind it is some of the stuff that we've talked about. You know, they're going to have to have some collective bargaining between whatever entity and the players, and I think this is somebody's idea to have one big entity to negotiate with the players. The other part of it is you know, it's kind of buried deeper in the story is, you know, ESPN and Fox have a say in this, and their contracts go on till, you know, what is it, 2034? And, you know, I think it's somebody hoping to make some money. If you saw some of the names in there, there's some hedge funds people. The second in command of the NFL is in there. I think somebody was trying to float an idea and try and see if just see if it sticks, I think, is what's going on here.
Which brings us to the second part. Fans in Europe rejected the Super League.
Yes.
They rejected it. Okay? So that's one. So we take that because that's, to me, that is what would happen here. Which brings us to the next part of it. And that's the relegation part. That, too, would get rejected by fans in this country. Because if I went to Europe, I would not be suggesting that Nottingham Forest, you know, say they're the ones that finished last. I wouldn't be saying, well, they just have to get better next year. No, they already have their system in place. Right? Well, I wouldn't be over there changing their system. That's what they're used to. That's great. Well, guess what? This is the system we have in our country. There'd be a segment, 10%, that loves soccer, that would, hey, we love relegation. There'd be a whole bunch of fans that wouldn't. They'd reject it. There aren't different levels of sport. There just aren't. In this country, like they're happening. I'm talking about professional levels. Well, this would be a college level thing, and it's like, no, what are you going to suddenly make a team division two? Come on, that doesn't work. It would not work in this country.
The way I read it was essentially the Power Five, most of the Power Five schools wouldn't be subjected to it. What they were going to do is make the bottom group, right, the group of five schools, you know, play gladiator games to see who gets to see who plays with the big boys.
Right. And that, you know, and I'm sorry, but it's not going to work here. It's not going to work. And because we have a system we're used to. So now let's get to the money part of it. And this is a big part of this equation. For some reason, the people that think these things out think there is an unlimited supply of cash out there to pour into sports. The TV contracts absolutely are bigger than ever. We know that. But there are limits. As we have found out with the regional sports networks, there's a limit. Okay? There is a limit when it comes to the Pac-12 getting a deal. There's a limit. Okay? The TV network showed that, guess what? They have a limit. The Pac-12 no longer exists because there was a limit. And when you have a huge TV contract coming up that everybody wants, that's where the money's going. It's not going to Florida State. Right? It's not going to Florida State. It's not going to Clemson. They already made their deals with Florida State and Clemson. Right? Because they've reached their limit. Now, Fox is not going to be bidding for the NBA. We know that. They've already established they are not bidding for the NBA. But ESPN is. In fact, this isn't under the category, Todd, of it's a nice property to have. It's a property ESPN needs to have. Okay? Warner Discovery, which is Turner, is going to bid for the NBA as well. Again, it's not a nice-to-have property. They need to have the property. NBC is bidding on it, at least a package of it. And Amazon, it looks like, is going to bid on a package of it. The NBA has stated they want to get, they want to triple their rights number. Now, will they triple their rights number? No. But will they get maybe 2 to 2.5 times what they're getting now? Yeah. They could get up, they could go from $2.6 billion up to $6 billion a year with this. But that's where the people are investing their money. Yeah. Everybody's talking about the bargain of all bargains, what they got with the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament. Well, that's fine, right? But they're not putting any more money into it. They got a 6-year deal. They're not going to put more money into it, right? They already got the deal, right? Same thing with the ACC. They already have the deal. So they're not going to put more money in to keep Florida State, nor are they going to bid for an independent Florida State. And I can't imagine, right? You have to always ask questions from something that's been established. Ask yourself, if you're Florida State and Clemson, right, why did Oregon and Washington only get half shares? Why? Timing means everything, right? So when USC and UCLA came in, right, they had the market, Los Angeles and Southern California. They had, and still have, of course, the brand names. And then the third part was the timing. They could comfortably get out of their grant of rights, which runs out August 1st this year. The Big Ten was in the process of negotiating their TV contract and didn't have it done yet. Now they were able to get in, get their names added into the mix, which increased the number for everybody because there was more value in the contract by having them there, and they get a full share out of the gate, and the timing was perfect. Oregon and Washington a year later get in, but because the contract had already been signed, sealed, and delivered, the Big Ten had to then go, and they went to Fox and said, hey, look, at half shares, can you guys front the half shares for the next 6 years? Yes. Okay. But that's because of the timing of it. Washington and Oregon are two of the 18 programs getting that 50% of the TV audience, just like Florida State and Clemson happen to be. So they're on equal footing with them in terms of being among the 18. And they only get half. Well, what are you going to bring in Florida State and give them the whole? Well, what are you going to tell Oregon and Washington? What are you going to tell them? I mean, there's a lot of fantasy world going on out there right now. Doesn't mean aren't people trying to hope something happens. Okay, I got that. I mean, you have a lot of people hoping something will happen. We need more money, they'll think, but there's not an unlimited supply of cash out there. Because as a business, they feel strongly that they've got to be able to invest it, especially in something that they need to have. They need to have the NBA. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, so the fans in Europe already rejected the Super League. The fans in this country would reject it. Right? I know that they do relegation. I would never ask them to change that. Just like in this country, we have a different way of doing that part. Okay. And then the Florida State issue with the ACC. Well, that's hey, you signed it. I mean, you wanted to get baseball and soccer and everything else on an ACC network. That's why it got extended. Got extended because the athletic directors and the presidents wanted to have an ACC network. That way they could carry all the other sports. Okay, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But that's the reason why it was signed and why Florida State re-signed it. But there is not a money tree in the backyard of these places. At some point, you reach a limit as to how much you can pay out. And regional sports networks are a great example that they're falling by the wayside now because they reached their limit and exceeded it.
I was going to say, there's a quote in the story from an anonymous TV person basically saying the same thing. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, there's these people came to us and think that there's more money here to sell for this football, and there's not. There's just not.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, it's a point I've been making over and over again, because there seems to be some sort of fantasy land out there. And I keep going back to the Oregon-Washington thing. They are valuable properties. Right? Florida State's a valuable property. There's no getting around it. But so are Oregon and Washington. Why did they get half in the Big Ten? You're going to give them full? No way. I'm not going to let a current conference member, which Oregon and Washington happen to be, I'm not going to give somebody else a full shot when the current conference member is getting half. There's no way. I would never allow that to happen if I'm a commissioner. No way. They're already in. And I think you need to work hard to make this work. Let's see how this works first. We don't know how it's going to work yet. They haven't done it. So I would like to see how, in all sports, how does 18 work? In the SEC, how is 16 going to work? In the Big 12, how is 16 going to work? I'd like to see how that works first before we try something else. And look, I have no problem with people coming up with ideas. But you can easily sit there and go, no. Based on past experience, while there's some intrigue to it, no. And as for your point about collective bargaining, Todd, you're absolutely right. They do need to come together, and they need to come together to develop. Okay, when it comes to name, image, and likeness, Caitlin Clark has a deal, as we all know, with State Farm. I hope she gets as much money out of State Farm as possible. Okay? And I think any athlete, like Carter Sirachi has one with a local car dealership here, for example. Okay? I have zero issue with that. None. That's name, image, and likeness. But they need to come up with parameters on collectives and parameters on the transfer portal that work for everybody, including the athlete. And no, they are not employees. They're already getting scholarships, which, by the way, are worth tens of thousands of dollars. They're already getting books. They're already getting room and board. They're already getting meals through training table. Employees at the university don't get that. Okay? In fact, their children, when they go to school, still have to pay a quarter tuition. All right, we'll come back more in a moment. This half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers, appropriately, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.